The Productivity Puzzle Unveiled. In my book, Solving the Productivity Puzzle, I explore a critical challenge facing businesses and economies today: how to improve productivity in an increasingly complex and technology-driven world. For over a decade, we've witnessed a puzzling decline in productivity growth across advanced economies. This decline has persisted despite rapid technological advancements, leaving many economists and business leaders scratching their heads. As I delved into this issue, I realized that the traditional definition of productivity, simply the ratio of output to input, no longer suffices in our modern economy. We need a new understanding of productivity for the 21st century. I propose that true productivity is about getting stuff done that measurably improves the economic and human interests of organizations and society at large. This redefinition is crucial because it shifts our focus from mere efficiency to creating genuine value. It acknowledges that in today's knowledge-based economy, the quality and impact of our work matter just as much as, if not more than, the quantity of output. The human element, motivation, and engagement. At the heart of solving the productivity puzzle lies a profound understanding of human motivation. I often reflect on the words of the 13th century Persian poet Rumi, who said, "Everyone has been made for some particular work, and the desire for that work has been put in every heart." This timeless wisdom reminds us that when people are aligned with work that resonates with their inner desires and talents, they naturally become more productive. In my research, I've found that organizations that prioritize understanding and nurturing their employees' intrinsic motivations consistently outperform those that don't. For instance, a tech company I worked with implemented a program allowing employees to spend 20% of their time on projects of their choosing. This not only boosted morale, but led to several innovative products that significantly contributed to the company's bottom line. The key is to create what I call people engagement, innovation, and performance, PEIP. This concept emphasizes having the right people with the right skills in the right place at the right time with the right motivation. When these elements align, we see a dramatic increase in both individual and organizational productivity. Leveraging technology for human potential. While technology has sometimes been blamed for productivity stagnation, I argue that it's not the technology itself that's the problem, but how we implement and use it. In fact, emerging technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning offer unprecedented opportunities to enhance human productivity. Imagine a workplace where AI handles routine tasks, freeing up humans to focus on higher order, creative work. This isn't science fiction. It's happening now in forward-thinking organizations. For example, a large financial institution I advised used AI to automate data entry and basic analysis tasks. This allowed their analysts to spend more time on complex problem-solving and client interaction, significantly improving both productivity and job satisfaction. However, it's crucial to implement technology in a way that augments human capabilities rather than replacing them. I call this creating a workforce marketplace, a system that uses smart technology to match people's skills, motivations, and aspirations with the right jobs at the right time. This approach not only boosts productivity, but also leads to more fulfilling work experiences. Rethinking organizational structures. To truly solve the productivity puzzle, we need to rethink how we structure our organizations. The traditional hierarchical model, with its rigid job descriptions and departmental silos, often stifles productivity and innovation. Instead, I advocate for more flexible, project-based structures that allow for rapid formation and dissolution of teams based on specific needs and individual strengths. One company I worked with in the manufacturing sector completely overhauled its organizational structure, moving from a traditional hierarchy to a more fluid, project-based model. They created cross-functional teams that could quickly form around specific challenges or opportunities. The result was a 30% increase in productivity and a significant boost in employee engagement scores. This approach requires a shift in leadership mindset. Leaders must become facilitators and coaches rather than just managers. They need to create an environment where employees feel empowered to take initiative, experiment, and even fail without fear of repercussion. This cultural shift is often the most challenging part of solving the productivity puzzle, but it's also the most rewarding. Measuring what matters. As we redefine productivity for the 21st century, we must also rethink how we measure it. Traditional metrics like output per hour worked don't capture the full value created in a knowledge-based economy. We need more nuanced measures that account for factors like innovation, customer satisfaction, and employee well-being. I propose a holistic approach to measurement that includes both quantitative and qualitative metrics. For instance, alongside traditional financial indicators, companies should track metrics like employee engagement scores, innovation indices, such as the number of new ideas implemented, and measures of social and environmental impact. One retail company I advised implemented a balanced scorecard approach, incorporating measures of customer satisfaction, employee engagement, and sustainability alongside financial metrics. This broader view of performance helped them identify areas for improvement that were previously overlooked, leading to a more resilient and productive organization overall. The path forward, a call to action. Solving the productivity puzzle is not just an academic exercise. It's crucial for the future prosperity of our businesses and economies. As we face global challenges like climate change, aging populations, and technological disruption, improving productivity is key to maintaining and improving our standard of living. I urge business leaders and policymakers to embrace this new understanding of productivity. Invest in understanding and nurturing your people's motivations. Leverage technology to augment human capabilities, not replace them. Rethink organizational structures to promote flexibility and innovation, and broaden your metrics to measure what truly matters. Remember, productivity isn't just about doing more with less. It's about creating more value for our organizations, our employees, and society as a whole. By solving the productivity puzzle, we can create workplaces that are not only more efficient, but also more fulfilling and aligned with human potential. As we move forward, let's keep Rumi's wisdom in mind. When we create environments where people can do the work they were made for, we unlock incredible potential for productivity and human flourishing. This is the key to solving the productivity puzzle and creating a more prosperous future for all.